This song called What You Blog Prepare. Radio. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Church because they have a lot of choices of churches to go to.
So because of that, they have people, pastors have compromised the truth, which is so important in the body of Christ. Because Jesus spoke to the woman by the well. If you remember very well that story, if you look at John chapter 4, verse 24, Gospel according to John chapter 4, verse 24, if you look at it properly, as Jesus was addressing this woman by the well. Yeah, and let me read so that everybody can understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He said, verse 24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You see, our primary goal as pastors is to win souls into the kingdom. That is the primary goal.
Yeah.
That is our calling.
Yeah.
The first and foremost calling is to win souls into the kingdom. So as you tame your congregation, your goal is to walk your congregation slowly into heaven. Slowly into heaven. And as you can see, if Jesus, the way, the truth, and the light, as the Bible specifically specifies, we will have to, the only way to get to that, walking them into heaven, is on the true path. True path. We have to have the guts to be able to confront people when they do things that are not of God, and how to slowly walk them in love, as the which is our theme of this conference coming up. The theme of it, of this conference coming up. If you look at that verse, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15, you will see what he's saying there. He says that, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. And if you look down inside that same verse, same chapter, I want to really talk about this. It is so important that we pastors need to get together. Because everything starts from the pastor, which is the head of the church. The pastors, the prophets, those who hold prominent positions, the apostles, the bishop, everything starts from them. If we cannot nip the truth, it means that we have failed. We cannot, if we cannot get to the bottom of things and begin to teach people in the true way of God, that means we have failed. Every one of us have failed. And the way and manner the churches are going now, it is they are going towards that direction. We are failing, completely failing. And how is that you see in a church, people are more interested in the mega churches. They no longer preach the kingdom of God, which is the purpose of this calling. You see TV evangelists, you see mega churches, pastors, they preach only about prosperity. And I'm not saying that prosperity is not part of what God professed for us. But if you look at the scripture very well, it says that seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything shall be added unto you. Where are we on that? We're missing out on that completely. Now, this is why it is important that we all need to gather together and begin to sit down and begin to come back to the basic. Let's put aside our differences. If you are a Pentecostal, if you are an Anglican, if you are a Baptist, you are a Catholic, let's put away our differences, put them away completely, and come together as a body. Do you see, I'm not giving credit to these people. You see the Muslims, they put everything aside. They have only one, they all meet together and they work together. They don't work against themselves, because the Bible says that a house divided against itself cannot stand. So if we are divided and we want to profess the scripture and our purposes are different and our goals are different, instead of the primary goal that Jesus set for everyone, that first seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and the riches of this world that you look for, that you will find them. Because if the birds of the air that neither sow nor reap, they can be blessed, and the lilies of the field can be blessed, our God will not leave us alone. He will not leave us unblessed. You know? But the thing that what we are suffering from is that we are not walking in the path of truth and righteousness. In the path of truth and righteousness, we are not seeking the kingdom. You know, which is the primary thing. Now, let's read this this Ephesians. Let me bring out some real important points here in this Ephesians. If you look at from verse 11, it says, "And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." Edifying the body of the Christ, of Christ. Then if you look down, you say, till we all come in unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measuring of the fullness of Christ. Verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, are carrying about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lay in wait to deceive. You see, we have completely, the churches are really, they are eroding away, the truth eroding away from the churches. People now are interested in what they can eat. They are interested in their religious doctrine. I'm a Pentecostal. This is what we do. We don't associate with the Baptists. We don't associate. But I tell you one thing. People have not even understand. If we just learn to celebrate ourselves, the kind of gift that God deposited in the church is such a solid gift to every believer. If we all are united together, we will move God. And let me just give some instances. If you see the Tower of Babel, what really happened in that place is this. Everybody, they were speaking one language as they were building the tower towards heaven. And the Bible tells us that God was moved by the unity of the people. God was completely moved. That wow, so I have given you so much that you want to build now all the way to the heavens. God was moved by it. We pastors need to get together and move God. God is already in the move, but we all need to get together and shock him and say, wow, this is why united together. And the Bible also tells us that in Psalm 133, he said, let me read it so that I don't misquote it. I want to read it very well because we pastors need to get away from my congregation is the best. My congregation is the congregation of God. God has called you to tame the sheep, to lead the sheep. It is not your congregation. Let's stay away from calling it my congregation, my church. It is the church of Christ. And our job is to tailor people towards the kingdom. The kingdom is the reason we are called. We are called so we can tailor people so that we can bring people, ships into the kingdom of heaven. That is the will of God in our life. But once we start to look at faces and start to look at what will we eat and our stomach instead of looking at the kingdom, we will miss it all. We will miss it all. And if you look at it, say, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. For it is the precious ointment, it is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirt of his garment. You see, unity becomes important for us. Unless we pastors are united and begin to bring back the truth that is now missing in the churches, We can no longer put a crowd. We are losing our ground as a church, as churches. We're losing our ground on earth. Our job is to impact the society in every way, in every way, in every area of life. In our workplaces, we impact them. In the church, we completely impact them with a goal in our mind to bring people towards the kingdom. The kingdom is the purpose of our calling, the kingdom of God. And you see, the kingdom is already at hand. There are so many signs that are happening, an indication that the kingdom of heaven is very close. We need to come back to Christ. The thing is that we pastors need to get together. We need to forget about our cultural and all of that belief regarding, well, I'm from Baptist, we don't do things like this, we don't do things like that. Well, I agree that there are a lot of things that we need to do, but the basic is that, where is your foundation? Is your foundation based on the very fact that your calling is the calling that will lead people towards the kingdom? You know, we cannot accomplish this unless we are united. That's why we put this pastors' conference together. We want to unite together as a force. We want to forget everything. I want to launch, one of the pastors were preaching last Saturday, say, launch into the deep. We want to launch into the deep. To launch into the deep in a shallow place, you cannot get much. But when you launch into the deep, you will get a lot. Because when Jesus stood with the apostles right where they have fished all night long, they could not catch anything because they were by the shallow ground. But Jesus looked at them and said to them, he said, Peter, launch your net into the deep. That is what we need to do. We need to be relentless in our effort to drive through this point that the purpose of our calling is the kingdom. It is not an eye service. It's not a thing that we have to be looking at the truth and shying away from the truth because we are afraid that our salary will not be paid. It is not because we see the truth. We see the truth and we are shying away from the truth because we are afraid that people will leave our churches. We see the truth and we shine away from the truth because we want to build a mega church, a mega churches. Mega churches is not a thing. But if it could be only one or two people that you have in your church, but those people are committed towards heaven, and your commitment to them is towards heaven, I tell you, you are building a good foundation. Unless the Lord build a house, he that buildeth a house buildeth in vain. Unless the Lord watch over the city, those that are watching over the city watches it in vain. So the thing is that it's important that we have to lay down a good precept, a good foundation on the truth. And when that good foundation is laid on the truth, then everything will fall in. Because everybody else that come in, they will not see that what prevails in this particular church is the truth. There's no tribalism. There's no, partial treatment, professional treatment. There's none of that. What prevails in this church is the truth. And once people begin to see the truth, that's why Jesus said that the only thing that will set you free is the truth. And people, when they see the truth, they know is the truth. And the only thing that can set people free is the truth. So once the truth is there, then we are good. So that is the purpose, that the reason of putting this whole thing together. And if you read through verse, there's another thing again. I saw in that same verse of Ephesians, as I'm rounding up. I'm not going to take your time. But the purpose of this whole thing, you see, as the apostles, they gather together in one accord. The unusual happened. That is the day of Pentecost. So we all need to put aside our differences. We all need to unite together as pastors. We need to walk together towards the kingdom. We need to be concerned with how we can win souls for the kingdom, how we can tame them and teach them the doctrines of heaven, not on earth. The doctrines of heaven, which are contained in the scripture. That is the only way we can bring them towards Christ. But once we begin to teach, you know, you remember when Jesus went into this the Pharisee's house And they were washing him. If he will wash his hand before he will eat. Everybody was washing him. You know, they were more concerned. Jesus said, you have made your tradition. That is, you've made your traditions. I can't quote it very well. But he said, you've made your traditions more valuable than my doctrines. You know, they were more concerned, more concerned about their tradition. And their tradition has made his doctrine of no effect. The doctrines of God of no effect. The word of God of no effect because of our tradition. Traditions cannot take us anywhere. What will take us somewhere is the word, the scripture, the word of God. That is what will take us anywhere. You know, the name of the denomination is not what will take us to heaven, but the word of God. How much we use the word of God, how much we are able to put it to work, how much we are able to walk with the truth. That's what will take us to heaven. You know, and so today I'm just I'm excited about what is coming up, and I do hope that everyone will find some time to come, you know, to this conference, you know, and it will be a very powerful conference. We will discuss a lot of important things. After speaking on the truth, we'll now begin to have we'll also have a workshop where we'll divide everybody into sections, and we'll talk about integrity. We'll talk about diversity. How is it that we have churches all over the places? And if you go to Nigeria, so you see only Nigeria. Why? Has God called us only to minister to Nigerians over here? Well, of course, there are some churches like that, but not all. God has called us here for a special purpose. There should be white. There should be all nations gathered together in the church. We want to discuss how we can advance in that area. We want to discuss decentralization of responsibility. Sometimes you have a typist in the church, and the typist started the church with everybody, and then the programmer come in. We are afraid to take the typist remove the typist and put the typist where she's more capable, and then bring in the programmer so that I can move the church to the next level. People are afraid. Pastors are sometimes afraid to do that. They are afraid that the church may collapse. We want to talk about stuff like that. I want to talk about what else again? I want to talk about teaching your congregation with a goal in mind. What do you have in mind? You know, as you teach your congregation every day, you know, what is your goal? You know, I want to talk about that. You know, I want to talk about the media at this time and age. I want to talk about what other thing again? Winning souls for the kingdom. So please, you know, we are appealing that everyone should come around and see the wonderful hand of God. Let us all walk together, because in unity we can achieve a lot. But if we start to stand alone, we cannot. May God bless you all.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We are really encouraged with the teachings of J.C. Ogunekaru of the Kingdom Based Ministries with this program coming up. Last year, we were together at the Pastors Conference, and I saw the move of God, and I know this year is going to be greater. Can you tell us the address of the place and the phone number to call? Because when people, the message you have preached now and what you're saying about the program, a lot of people are going to be interested, and they are listening by radio in different parts of the United States and so on and so forth. Let them know the address, the venue, and then the phone number to call, like a phone number, and if possible, an email address. Can you mention all this now so that it will go into the recording?
Yes. The address will be 5717 Emerson Street, Bladensburg, Maryland. And it's at Elizabeth Seton High School.
High School. Yeah. Now say it again once more.
Elizabeth Seton High School. Yeah. The address is 5717 Emerson Street, Bladensburg, Maryland. And the school, name of the school is Elizabeth Seton High School. The Seton is spelled this way: Seton High School, Elizabeth Stafford High School. And it's going to start from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. We have free breakfast and free lunch. And you don't require any gate fee to get in. And the phone number to contact.
Yes.
If you phone number is 202-471-0026. 202-471-0026. Our website my email is joo06-1501@aol.com. And our website is www.kingdombasedministry.org. And if you want to watch us on the YouTube, also we also have www.youtube.com/kingdom. You can check us out there.
So we are really grateful for this. We really enjoyed that message. So there's a call for unity among the pastors and working together, and a call for integrity and dignity in ministry. We thank God for this, because this is the need of the hour, because the newspaper, the media are reporting a lot of things going on in the ministry, all kinds of stuff that is going on. We thank God that the truth is going to come out through this conference, and we shall know the truth. The truth shall set us free. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the truth. So when you know him, you know the way of God, and you have understanding of what God demands of us. So we thank God for this. Lord and Carol, we are going to pray for people who are going to be listening. In fact, the audience is the people who listen to this preaching in faraway places beyond the United States and so on. God will receive emails, receive phone calls, and so on. And they are encouraged by this word of God that is being preached. You're going to pray for those who have not known the truth, who are sitting in darkness, that the Lord will touch their hearts, that they will come and know the truth, and the truth shall set them free. So you pray for the people now who are going to be hearing this recording.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Just want to commit everyone on this line before you right now, even as we speak. We want to thank you for the gathering of the saints. In the mighty name of Jesus, to honor you, because this is the day you've made. You said we should rejoice and be glad in it. We want to edify you and exalt your name, because you are good, you are wonderful, you are mysterious. There's no God like you. There's none to be compared with you, because you are great in all things. Oh, we just honor you right now. We exalt your name. We exalt your name. We exalt your name, because you are good. You are wonderful. You are mysterious. There's no one to be compared with you. For your marvelous work in the life of us all, we want to magnify your name. Because even as we speak, there are so many in the hospitals. There are so many who cannot praise you. Because in sickness and in agony, one cannot praise you. But not because we are anyway better than them. But your loving kindness to us is indeed wonderful and mysterious. And it's worthy to be commended. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your name be honored. We honor you for our churches. We just glorify your name for the new things you're doing right now. How you are about to use us again, oh God, for the privilege of being used as instruments, mere dust. People who only survive because you have breathing breath of life to them, like us. Oh, God, we want to thank you. And we want to thank you for the movement at this time, the movement at this time, because you said you are the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come unto you, oh, God, except, no one can come except through you. You said, indeed, you are the door that if anyone walk in, he will be saved. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said you are the bread of life that came from heaven to earth. In the mighty name of Jesus, we want to thank you. You are awesome. You are wonderful and mysterious. And you spoke to the woman by the wayside. He said, you are God, God of the spirit and truth, that anyone that wants to worship you must worship you in truth and in spirit. Oh, for a long time now, the truth is slowly going out of our churches. In the mighty name of Jesus, I will wonder when this will come back. We are troubled in our heart, disturbed in our mind, how the Satan have come into our midst and scatter us, that we men of God no longer see the kingdom. We see the denomination instead of seeing the kingdom of heaven. We are lost in so many ways, and we have gone astray because of the love of the flesh. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call before you. You said, though our sins be as red as scarlet, you will make them as white as snow. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come to acknowledge that we have sinned against you in various ways. We have not preached enough the truth in the churches. We have not tailored your people towards the kingdom. We have not preached your congregation with a vision to convert them and to bring them into the kingdom. We have sinned against you. We have sinned because we have despised ourselves. We look at ourselves and we look at our neighbor as more little than we are, instead of looking at them as equals, instead of looking at them as even higher than us. We have sinned against you because we have not kept your precepts. We have not walked in your way. We have sinned against you. Oh, the churches are bleeding. They are bleeding. We are bleeding. We are bleeding, about to die. And we want you to come because you said the gate of hell cannot prevail over your anointed. You said no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said 10,000 shall fall by the right, 1,000 by the left. They shall not come closer to us. Only with our eyes we shall behold them. We come before you today in the mighty name of Jesus because we want you to come into our midst and build a unity between the pastors. Unity force between the pastors, because you have taught us only in unity we can achieve much. Only when we are united, only when we celebrate ourselves as apostles, as pastors, as prophets, as elders, as teachers, as deacons, only then we can push forward. You have taught us that as the apostles gather together in unity, the unusual happen. That was the day of the Pentecost. We cannot be divided and expect the Pentecost to take place. We have to be united for the Pentecost to take place. We have to be united in one purpose. We have to be united in your word. We have to come together, to reason together. He said, your sins be as much. He said, let's come together and reason again. Let's come together and reason again. And you said, even in the book of Zechariah, you said in the first chapter, he said, you said, come unto me, you said. And you said, the most important one thing you said there that amazes me is this. Look, come unto me as your father, and I will come unto you. Come unto me as children, and I will come unto you as my father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask of you that in the mighty name that you do marvelous things in our midst through this crusade, this conference that we are about to hold, that you do marvelous things, that you unite pastors together, and let us start to see, let our eyes be open to the truth, that winning of souls for the kingdom is an important thing. Let our eyes be open for the truth, that the truth is the only thing that can set us free. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, if there be anyone that is sick on this line, today I command that every form of sickness in our body be removed right now. We thank you, Jesus. We honor you for the new move in our lives, for what you're about to do and what you're already doing. Great things you have done, greater things you will do. All to the Lord be the glory. great things he had done. Great things you've done, even greater things you're about to do. We want to thank you for the manifestation. Oh, for this new move, for the marvelous things you're doing in our life. We want to thank you. I want to thank you for this man of God, Reverend Dr. Stephen John, oh, who is an advocate of unity among the pastors. I want to thank you for him. He's a wonderful man of God. I want to thank you for other pastors who think alike. Oh, God, our Heavenly Father, and those who did not know you, who think that they do, but they don't have an idea about you. Oh, God, our Heavenly Father, because their eyes are not open here, we want you to educate them in the mighty name of Jesus. It is not by religion or denomination. It is by the Spirit, says the Lord. It is not by might or by power, but my Spirit, says the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you do these marvelous things in our life. We want to thank you. We want to honor you. We want to exalt your name. We want to lift your name up high. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. So, beloved brethren, I want to let you know that come June 18, 2011, Saturday, June 18, 2011, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., we shall all gather at the Elizabeth Seton High School in Blindesburg for this pastor's conference. We want to invite all of you to come around and enjoy what God is doing. Great men and women of God are going to be there sharing and ministering. Reverend Goldstone, Reverend J.C. Ogenekaro, Pastor Tristana Apini, Bishop Lucy, Reverend Stephen John, Dr. Patrick Kidwell, and several others, Prophet Abu, so many men of God. We are all going to be edifying one another with the word of God. I tell you how beautiful and how pleasant for brethren to dwell together in unity. The days of one man saying that I am the only prophet left behind. Elijah made that mistake. He was telling God, he said, God, I am the only prophet left behind. God said, shut up. I have prophets. I have servants of God all over the place. You know, so those days of I'm the only person who is serving God, those days are past. These are the days when brethren dwell together in unity. They pray, they share the word of God, the fellowship, and they discover the truth. The truth of the word of God from the scriptures, and we all go home with this truth to practicalize what God has taught us in the pastor's conference. So that's what it's all about. And there's still going to be praise and worship, and the power of God is going to move. I tell you, you'll never be the same again. Please call all your friends and well-wishers and everyone. Let them come over and enjoy what God is doing. Come and be a part. There's no great fee. You go to some places, you pay registration, you pay for materials and pamphlets that will be divided. You pay registration fee and pay all these things. So that's not, we don't do that. You know, so it's an opportunity for you to come and receive free of charge what God is going to do. You know, so you are all welcome to come and be blessed. This is Block Talk Radio, Hour of Fire, hosted by Reverend Dr. Stephen Johns, Miracles Television Ministries, reaching you all the way from Silver Spring, Maryland. Feel free to call us anytime. Area code 240-552-5899. 240-552-5899. You can email us, hourofmiraclesradio@juno.com. hourofmiraclesradio@juno.com. God bless you in Jesus' name. We all love you. Reverend Ogenekaro, just say, welcome to you to Pastors Conference 2011 at Seton High School. Come June 18th, 2011, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Everyone should be there to receive what God has for them. We love you, and we say God bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Can I just say one thing for closing?
Yeah,
one thing.
Right.
I know you're already closing up.
Don't please remember that this pastors conference not limited to only pastors. Evangelists, prophets, elders, leaders, administrators, ushers, every section of the church. you are going to benefit from this wonderful thing. And there's going to be a serious prayer points that are going to be going on. Serious, there's going to be cherry dance of walls, you know, strongholds. They are all going to be, there's going to be a movement in that place. Don't miss this. You know, don't miss it. It's going to be wonderful. You know, and may God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you so much for featuring. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. God bless you.